Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Praise God. Beloved, this is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast today. Thank you for joining me. And for those of you who have been following me this week on the broadcast, you are aware that I've been ministering on a subject, dreams, visions from eternity. And from the Word of God and with the Holy Spirit's help, I want to share with you how you can, in the days, weeks, and months ahead, make those very precious personal dreams and visions that God has placed within your heart, how to make them a reality. And as I share from time to time, if you've ever missed a broadcast or you want to rehear, just go to the unveilchrist.org website and you can listen anytime at your convenience. But on yesterday's broadcast, I began sharing about the importance of having the mind of Christ and how to use the mind of Christ, one of the two major functions of the mind, memory and imagination, how to use it in a constructive way that will cause blessings and miracles from God to be realized in your life. And many of us need healing of memories. There may be some things, as you review the things that happened in your past, that are still very painful. Every time you think of them, it's like a knife or dagger in your heart. And if that's the case, then you really need to ask the Lord to heal you and to cause His comfort, His healing virtue to just flow in those areas of your soul that you can be set free from that pain and sorrow. We will never forget negative things that happen to us, but when we recall them, if we are truly healed, we won't have the pain associated with them. And I know some of you, as you listen, I know you've experienced that in your lives. I can think back to some very painful times, but I don't feel that hurt because I've been healed. I can still remember because God doesn't wipe out our memories. What He says in His words, He forgets our sins. He puts them in the sea of forgetfulness and remembers them against us no more. I mean, I guess because He's God, He can do that. But at least we still have that capacity to remember. But I believe God. When He says He forgets it, I believe it. And I trust you will too. So isn't that something to free and liberate your spirit and cause you to rejoice? Praise God. Lord, if You mark transgressions, who of us would stand? Amen. But He's a merciful God, and His mercy will endure throughout eternity. Praise the Lord. But I want to share with you now, as we continue on in the subject of healing of memories, that we shouldn't spend our time constantly analyzing our past. There's merit and there's virtue in spending time before the Lord, asking the Lord if there are areas that were not healed. But we need to, if we're not careful, the devil will have all your time spending, where are there areas I need healing in my soul? And again, a lack of balance where we're just constantly looking, getting up every day, looking at our past. Well, God wants you to use your energy to face the future and to allow Him to heal you and move on into the future He's designed for you. Don't let past sorrows, adversity, and the negative things the enemy's caused to happen in your life paralyze your pursuit of God-given dreams. Psalm 30 and 5 says, "Weeping endures for a night, but joy cometh in the morning." That means there's sometimes sorrow, but it's for just a set period of time, God will cause your morning to arise. But before I go any further, I promised on yesterday's broadcast I was going to pray, and some of you need healing of memory. So let's go to the prayer to the Lord right now in prayer. Father, I thank you that we can approach boldly your throne of grace. And Father, you see every single beloved child of yours that is joining their heart in faith with mine in the power of agreeing prayer. And Lord, we're coming and asking with humility and with great need that you will do what our strength, our ability cannot do. And you will cause, Lord, a healing of memories of the pain and the intense suffering of the past. Lord, some have been wounded so deeply. Lord, only you know, and your heart is grieved for the pain that they have endured. But Father, right now, by faith and in the powerful name of Jesus, that name which is above every name, Father, we decree a healing, a deliverance from the pain and sorrow and wounds and afflictions and trauma of the past that the enemy has sought to destroy their lives with. And Father, I thank you right now for freedom. I thank you right now for deliverance. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, I sense the very power and anointing of the Holy Spirit going right down now into their soul, into their emotional faculties, where their memories are being healed, where their entire psyche is being delivered from the pain of the trauma and crises and afflictions of the past. And Father, you are causing them to be set free. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, not just at the moment of salvation, but as your healing flows into your beloved right now, Lord, they're becoming new in you. The past is gone. The pain of the past is gone. And now, Lord, they're able to go on into the wonderful things you have planned for them, a hope, a future, the good things that you have ordained. And Lord, they won't have to keep looking back. They won't be impeded. They won't be bound that by those things the enemy would cause them to be ensnared with. But Lord, their feet shall be unshackled. Their spirits shall be loosed. Their souls shall be set free to rejoice and praise you. And Lord, you will do a new thing now in their lives, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for protecting them, for covering them with a shield of protection, that special work you've designed for them, the enemy will not come with future darts and arrows, but Lord, that very shield of faith will protect them, and Lord, the enemy will not be able to rob from that healing work that you have begun even now, in the mighty name of Jesus. I praise you and I thank you for it. Oh, beloved, I feel the anointing of God, and I know a work has been done. So just, Lord, we praise you right now. We thank you for that work of healing and deliverance. And Father, this day forward, Lord, there shall be a new step, an upward path, a way of victory, Lord, that they will begin to, first of all, be aware of the path you want them to walk in. They will be walking in confirmation and in perfect step with you in the perfect pathway that you have designed for them. And the enemy will not be able to turn them to the right hand or to the left, but Lord, they will keep their face set as a flint toward you. Their eye shall be single, and their whole body, you've promised, Lord, will be full of light. Amen and amen. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I thank you for that. Hallelujah. Well, beloved, I appreciate the Holy Spirit so entering into that prayer. We've been talking about the mind of Christ. And beloved, the mind of Christ will allow you to use your memory for past victories, for answered prayer that will enable you to courageously enter your future. Beloved, the choice is yours. And again, I want to give you a scriptural example. The young boy David, when he had that amazing experience when I was going to say practically time stood still. It didn't literally then. It did for Joshua. However, he said that he would cause that giant Goliath, that all the armies of Israel were afraid of this horrific giant who taunted them. And he replayed, if you will, from his memories, the victory that God had given him over the bear and the lion. He said, God had delivered him from the paw of the bear and the lion. And beloved, I don't know about you, he was just a youth. We're talking a young man who did not have the benefit of rifles or revolvers. What did he have? A sword, a spear? And he was able to vanquish these most formidable of natural foes, a bear and a lion. Are you kidding me? How many of us would, even with a gun today, would be willing to handle them? But he had victory. God had strengthened his arm. And beloved, because he remembered what God had done for him, he knew that this Goliath had mocked the God of Israel. And he came against that Goliath, that giant, not in his own mind, but he came against him in the name of the God of Israel, who Goliath had mocked. And he ran toward that giant. Beloved, we need that kind of faith today in this wicked generation in which we're living. Beloved, we need to have the kind of faith that David did when he approached that giant. Now, I know the word of God is going to be fulfilled. It's not going to get better and better. It's going to get worse, beloved. But the church of Jesus Christ will become more glorious, will become more triumphant. We shall reign with him. We shall put our feet upon serpents and scorpions. Nothing by any means shall harm us, and we shall have victory in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Beloved, we are to use our memory. Beloved sister, brother, use your memory to rehearse the past triumphs and victories that God has given you in your mind. The prophet Isaiah commanded this principle of not forgetting. I see my time. It's Isaiah 43:18, but we'll share that on tomorrow's broadcast. Right now, I want to invite you to avail yourselves of the power of agreeing prayer. I'm here, beloved, on this broadcast. I'm here for my UCM partners through the Correspondence Ministry to not only pray, but share personal prophetic words, things, promises from Scripture that will strengthen and encourage your faith to be able to possess your promised land and the dreams God wants you to have realized in your life. Thank you for joining me. I must close now. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you. Thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,